Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee up on Smith Hill is expected to vote, this afternoon, in fact, on three same-sex marriage bills. And Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay is here to talk to us about what this means. Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
And, Scott, so there's actually more than one bill there, and could you give us an idea of what the differences are?
Well, the big decision they're going to have to make is, how do we approach this? Should legislators make this call, or should this go to the voters in a statewide referendum at the November 2014 election? The way this works out is, the same-sex marriage side believes, as does Governor Chafee, who supports this, that basically this is a rights issue, a civil rights issue. This is something that legislators get elected to decide. The other side, that really doesn't want gay marriage, would like to send this to the voters. They think they have a better chance of defeating it if it goes to a statewide referendum.
Now, Scott, you mentioned Governor Chafee. Could you tell us who some of the other key players are in the issue?
Well, the people that are going to be watched very closely this afternoon in the Senate Judiciary Committee will be Billy Connolly, the senator from East Providence, former city solicitor out there, well-known guy. He has some conservative Catholics in his district, people who go to St. Brendan's Parish, folks like that. I think that he's been on the fence, and he's listened carefully to both sides. The other person you're going to watch is Coventry Senator Lou Raptakis, another fellow who kind of has a lot of conservative Democrats in his district, but he's been heavily lobbied in this recent push by the gay marriage side, which has done a remarkable job compared to how they did 2 years ago, of running a grassroots political campaign on this issue. They've gone door to door in the districts of the undecided senators, and they've generated an awful lot of phone calls, an awful lot of filling the inboxes of these folks' emails, and again, knocking on the doors in the districts. And they feel this is the best way for them to run kind of a bottom-up campaign to put pressure on the legislators to see if they can get them to swing to their side.
Scott, a little bit of background now about the bill, or I should say maybe the bills, and that is that I believe we've already seen passage of at least one measure in the House. On the Senate side, it's never gone this far. Can you tell us what's been the dynamic in the Senate up to this point and why the change this year?
Well, I think the first thing you have to understand is this is part of a larger national movement. We've seen in the past, I'd say 3 to 4 years, a dramatic shift in public opinion on gay rights in general and on gay marriage specifically. More gay professionals have come out over the years. It seems that people now know somebody in the workplace. They know somebody in their family who's gay. Fewer people are closeted. And also, I think you've seen political figures, major political figures, evolve on the issue. Until a year ago, Senator Jack Reed, for instance, was not in favor of gay marriage. President Obama, we've seen, move on this issue recently. And also, I think that in New England, one of the more tolerant parts of the country, people have seen the other five states, our neighbors in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, all supported this. And, you know, they've seen that things haven't changed dramatically. The Green Mountains in Vermont, where they've had gay civil unions since 2000, have not dropped into Lake Champlain. Cape Cod has not split off, even Provincetown, and, you know, gone into the Atlantic Ocean in Massachusetts. I think that people see that basically if you put this in, the churches are still full and the sky doesn't fall.
Scott, with more than one bill before the committee, is more than one going to come out? What do you see as the most likely scenario with the three bills before it?
It's very difficult to predict the State House, as you know. There's all kinds of payback. There's the occasional backroom deal, which is one side's artful compromise, as you know, is the other guy's backroom deal. I think one of the things is interesting this year, I do believe that it will get to the floor. Even Senate President Teresa Pivoweed of Newport, who's not in favor of this measure, has said that she will not use her position to block a vote on the floor. I think probably that two of these measures will get to the floor, and that allows the committee folks to say, look, I voted to put both of these options before the full Senate, and therefore everybody gets to make up their mind on the issue. Now, look, in the House, this went through 51 to 19. It was a huge vote, and there's been no retribution against House members who voted for this legislation. If this happened 10 or 12 years ago, or even 5 years ago, there'd be a lot of political fallout against those people. And I think the climate has changed so much on gay marriage that it may cost you more politically to be against it than to be for it.
Now, Scott, let's say it does come out of committee, at least one version of the bill, winds up in the Senate, and the Senate votes it down. What would happen next?
Well, that's a tough scenario. What would happen is there would be a fairly furious campaign by both the pro and con folks going to the primaries in 2014, and we would carry this debate on outside the State House the way that it's done in a democracy. It goes to the voters, and you would see both sides working very diligently, very vigorously to try to elect people that would support their side. And, you know, even yesterday, Bishop Tobin and Reverend Gene Dislowski of the United for Marriage religious groups were going at it again, with Bishop Tobin, the Roman Catholic bishop, calling it immoral to legitimize, as he called it, same-sex marriage. He said it was an immoral and unnecessary proposition. And Reverend Dislowski, who happens to be a congregational minister, said the bishop is wrong and this is hurtful to people who are gay or who have family members who are gay. So, you know, I will say that the emotions are running pretty high on both sides of the issue.
Scott, if it is voted out of the committee today and gets to the floor of the Senate, actually, when would it actually be taken up?
Probably tomorrow or Thursday. I don't think anybody wants this thing hanging around to cloud the rest of the session, get involved with a budget and things like that. I do think if it gets to the floor that the same-sex marriage side probably prevails.
Thank you very much, Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay.
Thank you, Paul.